Mr. President, Germany commends the remarkable efforts of all state parties to the convention, especially those states whose people still suffer the devastating effects of cluster munition, sometimes decades after their use in conflict. Cooperation and assistance are not only a necessity to reach a world free of cluster munition, but also expression of our strong shared humanitarian convictions. Therefore, Germany takes this responsibility to assist affected state parties in fulfilling their obligations under the Convention very seriously. In 2022, Germany allocated around 75 million euro to the clearance of cluster munition, landmines, and other explosive remnants of war, as well as for victim assistance and risk awareness activities, advocacy, and stockpile destruction. This presents an important increase in our funding engagement and is also reflected in Germany's commitments for this year. In 2023, Germany is allocating 70 million euro for humanitarian mine action alone, including 20 million euro for Ukraine. Priority is given to projects in countries that seek to fulfill their obligations under the Oslo and Ottawa Convention, as well as the CCW. Thus, Germany continues its long-standing support to humanitarian mine action in, for example, Iraq, Bosnia and Herzegovina, South Sudan, as well as Somalia, Sri Lanka, and Afghanistan. Since 2023, Germany also funds projects by Humanity and Inclusion and Mines Advisory Group in Lao PDR and Lebanon. We also continue to support Peru in its commitment to destroy its stockpiled cluster munitions. Mr. President, in addition, Germany commits part of its funding to research and innovation, such as the use of drones for land release activities. With humanitarian budgets, including for mine action, under pressure and increasing needs worldwide, innovation to foster safety and efficiency in humanitarian mine action is key. The efficiency of humanitarian mine action, as well as the security of our implementing partners, depend on strong national frameworks, standards, and regulation. We would therefore like to express our gratitude to the national authorities in affected countries, recognizing their importance and the importance of their work for reaching a world free of cluster munition. Germany supports capacity building for national authorities inter alia through the GICHD and attributes high value to this aspect of humanitarian mine action. The collection and presentation of data on the situation in individual countries and their needs is another important aspect of bringing us closer to our shared goal, as it lays the foundation for directing assistance and support. Germany is very happy to continue its support to the Cluster Munition Monitor and the important work of ICBL-CMC in general. In view of this commitment to cooperation and assistance, we are honored to currently serve, together with Lebanon, as coordinator of the Committee for International Cooperation and Assistance of this convention. Mr. President, we are ready to continue both our efforts to strengthen the Convention on Cluster Munitions and our financial support for clearing cluster munition remnants and other explosive remnants of war, as well as stockpile destruction. Thank you, Mr. President.